Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Egi Moelwa is the Inspector General at the Labour Department. You have been watching maybe for some time now lots of raids that have been happening at various restaurants, but the Department of Labour has decided to do this and collaborate with other departments. The police as well have come together, Home Affairs as well has come together, and Bargaining Council. They really wanted to go out there and do some inspections just to get a sense of what exactly they were looking for. Is, as I said, Egi Moelwa, who is a Labour Department Inspector General, on the line with us. Thank you very much, Ms. Moelwa, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What is it that you were looking for when you went to do these site inspections at these restaurants?
You will recall that sometimes over the weekend responded to a video that went viral. There was an outcry regarding a restaurant in Mending, Badal. And shortly thereafter, there was just a deluge of similar incidences almost throughout the country. You know, people coming forward to say we are in the same situation. And we've always flagged the hospitality sector in general, and restaurants and hotels in particular, just to give them extra attention, because they've always been problematic sectors. But for some reason, I think that things are just, they seem to be worsening, and therefore we decided that it's better just to blitz the entire country and make it coordinated inspections as a matter of approach, rather than just us as a department going there by ourselves.
I mean, you've always said as a department that you don't have the capacity to manage everybody in the country. Mm-hmm. But one is concerned about the fact that the reaction is a reaction. In other words, you are not proactive yourselves. You may do blitz operations randomly, but those would be welcome. You don't need to wait for a social media outcry for you to conduct an operation like this.
We don't wait for a media outcry. As a matter of fact, when we do our planning, we make room for our reactive inspections. But reactive inspections have got a place in our planning. Mm. So 80% of our inspections will be proactive, informed by our own trend analysis and just availing of the labor market. And on the other hand, we've got to make room and space for those incidents or complaints that will come through, either from whistleblowers or some workers, and. So it's not like we were caught napping. It's a sector that we've always profiled. We're not blitzing for the first time. As a matter of fact, a Western Cape was busy with the hospitality sector as early as last week.
Mm. So it's
a sector that has always been under our radar screen. Mm.
And then, as you're saying, it's a sector that you have flagged before and you have a sense of what's going mm-hmm. on. How widespread is this problem?
Quite pervasive. And the findings are quite very, very similar. Issues of underpayment, non-registration with the unemployment insurance fund and the compensation fund, workers working under an environment that are hazardous in terms of the Occupational Health and Safety Act. You know, these restaurants use a lot of gas, and for that matter, they need to have certificates of conformity. So far, not even one of them that we've gone to has got those type of certificates that show that they should prove that they're installed by an accredited institution. Therefore, we find those type of things, like the employment of foreign nationals that are not documented, is so rife you won't even believe. And that is why we brought in Home Affairs to say, let's just do these things in a coordinated way. We've always done it like that in the past. It's just that we're noticing that there seems to be a stubbornness and you know, almost like a determination not to change behavior.
Yeah.
So in that regard, you also have to change your service delivery models.
Except part of what I would imagine is the problem is that, of course, we get to see some individuals that are taken by Home Affairs or the police in a operation where they work together, for instance, as you said, and, you know, illegal foreigners, for instance, are apprehended. We don't always necessarily see the owners of the establishment being brought to book. And maybe that's the reason why the problem persists. Your take on that?
You know, Pinelo, there's a certain leniency with our laws. And part of the problem is that, I'll give you an example. In terms of the employment of undocumented foreign nationals, the Immigration Act states that an employer who's found to have employed foreign nationals that are not that are illegal in the country has got to pop out. I think the fine is about 2,500 per employee. They also get apprehended. However, for institutions that you're talking about, that's almost like a small change.
It is.
So it becomes a revolving door where today you're arresting the employer and these people. And the next day, they're back again. So part of the challenge that we have is it's a policy challenge.
Yeah.
Hence there needs to be some reviewal and amendments and so forth.
Except that we can close down the establishment. So we may not necessarily arrest the employer and he may walk away with a 2,500 rand fine. Why isn't there a way in which we can, at some point, red flag the place and then shut it down if it persists?
You've got to have a legal leg to stand on. Otherwise, you'll just be fodder for litigation. When it comes to the space of occupational health and safety, the law allows us to close down our workplaces should the contraventions warrant such. And the law will be quite clear. When and how do you prohibit and close down workplaces? You can't just do it willy-nilly. There must just be a legal way and enablement for you to do that. I agree with you that we need stiffer penalties. We need interventions that are going to really hit these workplaces and the employers where it hurts.
Would an establishment that employs people illegally and also mistreats people not be deemed as an establishment that is operating illegally?
Not that I would know of. And not to an extent that it will come to a point where he closes it totally, unless if there are some illegal things going on beyond the workplace relations that we'll know of, which would then become criminal offences.
Well, if people are not paid, you might couch it in many different ways, human trafficking and so on. If people are not getting paid, and they are working for wages that are not legal in this country, would that not be seen as illegal?
It is illegal. And that is why in instances like that, we issue out undertakings. So if you are underpaying your workers, the law says you've got to cover that money so that you are able to enforce. The law allows us to do that, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. And in this space of restaurants, remember, they belong to the hospitality sector, which has got a bargaining council. So the bargaining council will have jurisdiction in that space, not the Department of Employment and Labour, as far as issues of wages are concerned.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds quite tricky, and it's quite, you know, it's quite saddening at the same time. We're obviously speaking about the hospitality industry, but clearly it's not the only they are not the only ones that that don't you know, abide by the law, as you know. Give us a sense of other industries that are also problematic.
I would do that, but the last point that I want to make on this one is that what exacerbates the problem is the very low unionization rate when you find that unions are active and they are present, you don't find such serious problems.
Well,
it's similar sectors. It will be the agricultural sector, the domestic, farm workers would be regarded as quite vulnerable as well.
You know, to your point, it's a chicken and an egg thing. Nobody will go to a union if they're not in the first place documented, because you know it starts there. So the union will not have a muscle in an industry that does not use them, because the people who are in that industry will not want to be part of a union. So it's a vicious cycle in a way.
It's a combination of factors. I was not under any illusion that this is a massive problem. It's a very big problem. It's not going to be solved overnight. It's not going to be solved by the Department of Employment and Labor alone. But the stance that was taken is that one workplace at a time. We've got to make a difference. We've got to put our foot down so much that we've got to be in the faces of the workplaces that are not complying. There has been instances where workplaces have closed because of the amount of money that they owe, for instance, the UIF or the compensation fund, up to millions of rands. I mean, a case in point is there's a company that we raided a few years ago. They were owing almost 10 million, and they couldn't afford it and ended up closing down.
Really worrying. Thank you very, very much for your time. Department of Employment and Labour Inspector General, and her name is Egi Muilwa. I mean, as you listen to that, it's quite chilling. And one walks away from this conversation feeling like, well, it doesn't really feel like we're going to get anywhere. I suppose we have to be optimistic, but this doesn't sound good at all. If all you're paying as an employer, 2,500 rand per employee, that is illegal, and that's all you're paying, I mean, what's stopping you from doing it again? Because it is, as she said, you know, small change for these kinds of establishments. So listening to that conversation, I would like to hear your point of view on this one, 086-000-0959, your take on that. You can also send a voice note on 063-688-0959. I've got another question for you. So are you one of those people who is happy to have the city or Eskom come into your property? Because I have a tweet here where someone said, well, there's no way I'm going to allow the people from either the city or Eskom to come into my house and tamper with my meter. And these days, people are unreliable, people are criminals. How do I know that these people themselves are not criminals? Just let me know how you feel about some of these people coming into your home, because this is Garabo, who's on Twitter, an ex now, who's saying, well, they're not comfortable with officials coming to their homes anyway. I had asked earlier on the city power manager to talk to us about how accessible some of the homes are. And he said, well, there are places where it's just a no-go area as an entire area. And then, you know, they have to navigate that problem. But generally, let me just hear from you. You know, how ready are you to have these people come into your home and either update the unit or come and inspect the unit? 086-000-0959. Send us those voice notes on 063-688-0959.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.